FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
You're going to have to fork out a few extra cents at the pumps this month. Petrol and diesel costs are going up. Mineral Resources and Energy's Robert Marquez says the adjustments will kick in on Wednesday.
Both grade of petrol will increase by 25 cents a litre. Diesel will increase by 20 and 21 cents a litre. Illuminating paraffin will increase by 28 cents per litre at retail level. And LP gas will increase by 36 cents per kilogram. The reason for these increases is mainly due to higher oil prices on average during the period under review compared to the previous one. The prices of LP gas are increasing due to higher prices of propane and butane.
Disaster management teams are on the ground in Mgungundlovu to assist residents affected by last night's torrential rains. Strong winds slashed the district, damaging several homes last night.
Key infrastructure affected includes the Herikwala Regional Hospital, formerly known as the Irindale Hospital, and the Aloe Ridge Social Housing Project. Teams are on the ground, and a clearer picture of the extent of the damage will emerge once all assessments are concluded.
KZN Cocktus and Zelwe Mzila is urging residents to take the necessary precautions as the province braces for more severe conditions today. A level 4 severe thunderstorm warning is in place,
particularly in the Ethekwini Metro and the districts of Uthukela, Umzinyathi, Mgungundlovu, Herikwala, Ugu and Ilembe. These conditions are likely to cause disruptions, including falling trees, blocking major roads, power surges, disrupting services, danger to life, both human and livestock, due to excessive lightning and damage to structures from hail and wind.
KZN Treasury says it's rolling out strict cost-cutting measures to help balance the province's books. This after the Government of Provincial Unity introduced a resolution to address spending trends and pressures through a Treasury instruction note. MEC Francois Rogers says it's a necessary move as KZN's facing severe financial challenges. He says these measures are projected to save the province around 3 billion rand. Spokesperson Nkosi Konaduma says spending won't be compromised on essential services.
Spending on subsistence and travel, international travel, vehicle rentals, functions and catering is expected to be substantially reduced in order to realize the required savings to offset the spending pressures. A projected 9 billion rand budget deficit is expected by the end of this financial year. These spending pressures have also compounded the accumulation of accruals and inability to pay suppliers within the prescribed 30 days.
And American music producer Quincy Jones has died at the age of 91. His family has shared there will never be another like him. The Grammy winner passed away at his home in California last night. The cause of death hasn't been disclosed. Jones was known for working with the likes of Frank Sinatra and Tamia. He was also behind Michael Jackson's Thriller album and contributed to TV and film scores. A recap of our breaking news story this hour. We're going to have to cough up a few extra cents at the pumps this month. Mineral Resources and Energy has confirmed that petrol and diesel prices are going up on Wednesday. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.